Hello, I'm Megan Farnsworth from Ampersand. On this podcast, we talk to punk musicians about the feminist movement Riot Girl, using personal experiences to fuel political change and feeling freedom within your own body. We explore punk now and how it's more than just a sound. It's an idea, a way of life, a social identifier for the disenfranchised. Sometimes, it's just as simple as how you carry yourself when you're walking down the street. Kathleen Hanna embodied that when she started the Riot Girl movement with Allison Wolf in the early 90s. Here's Allison.
I remember riding on the city bus and seeing this girl who looked like Tank Girl. I mean, she had a shaved head, combat boots, and she was super intense, always glaring at everything. And I was like, who is that? It turns out it was Kathleen Hanna. In this band with, I think, two guys, two girls called Viva Knievel, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs on stage with just a red face, and she looked like she was going to explode, sweating, veins popping out of her neck, whatever, and she was screaming, boy poison, boy poison, boy poison, or something, and I thought, wow, that girl is crazy, it's awesome. When she talks, just having that, like a local person on stage, just letting it all hang out made a huge impression on me.
Kathleen Hanna began her feminist work as a college student in Olympia, Washington. She always felt overlooked, but had a lot to say. She tried spoken word, but then countercultural writer Kathy Acker told her this: no one goes to spoken word shows but people who go to see bands. So Hanna started playing punk music. Hanna told me that with punk came a sense of community for her and for the women who attended her shows.
Music is part of community building. We're all in the same place. I think anytime that women play music on stage and other women see them, or any other disenfranchised person feels inspired by what we do, we're feeding into like a cultural bed that can later create social change.
Allison Wolf is originally of the bands Bratmobile, Party Line, Cold Cold Hearts, and Cool Moms. She moved to LA 5 years ago, went to live shows, and engaged with the performers after concerts. Interactions that helped form her now punk band, The Sex Stains. Music for Wolf was a way to make her feel more comfortable in a new city.
Sometimes living in LA, I have a hard time finding a sense of community here. It's a lot harder than some other places I've lived. But also, I want to speak out about experiences and stories and things I've had. And I feel like a lot of, at least the lyrics that I write, are kind of about how I've been feeling since I came to LA and some of my interactions with people. And sometimes feeling alienated or feeling the flakiness or whatever. And I kind of felt like with a band, I really wanted to do that. It's like, I want a community, I want a creative outlet, and I want to hang out with these people, and how can we kind of bring that all together?
For The Sex Stains guitarist, Sharif Dumani, His Costa Rican heritage made him feel like an outsider. When he went to live punk shows, his feeling of otherness disappeared.
I've dealt with my own insecurities and different waves of things, you know, where I want to be named Mike. I don't want Sharif at school. It's Jack, you know. But then after a while, you find yourself, you know, you go through all these different things. I mean, I spoke nothing but Spanish till I was 5, so there's some level when I started getting thrown into school. This happens to a lot of first-generation kids, actually, where they end up feeling embarrassed and reject it for a small period of time. You lose a part of yourself with that. So after that, it's almost like you're healing, you know, from that and apologizing to yourself for many years. And then you find your own way and your own being. I started kind of going to shows very, very young. I was really fortunate in a lot of ways. I was 10 years old and I was a little kid, so people didn't really mess with me. And I went to kind of some really brutal kind of shows. But you kind of find people that are like-minded and you don't feel as alienated. There's all these bands that were from the late 70s in Europe and actually in New York, the whole 99 Records thing. We're of a lineage of that kind of thread. And I think all those bands too, if you look at it, had different kinds of ethnicities in it and all kinds of stuff. And I'm so about that. And we represent that kind of heritage, I think. And that to me is more punk than any of the rest of the stuff, to be honest.
When the Sex Stains take the stage and perform songs, it connects. Alison Wolf grew up around domestic violence. She uses this experience and others to create universal themes in her music.
I tend to focus a lot on personal relations and interactions and how the personal is political. I feel like a lot of my lyrics have been aimed at trying to build or rebuild self-esteem in women and girls and in actually any age. And maybe it's just a pep talk for myself, actually. Or it's, what I wish I would have said or done. And that's the song.
Rebecca Vazzy Andrews, vocalist for the Sex Stains, dancer and choreographer. When she's up there, she's communicating.
I find that performance is a conversation. You know, we're just like speaking words and we're like playing music, but it's a sincere, like straight up and sincere conversation with your audience as well as with one another.
Kathleen Hanna, with her current band, The Julie Ruin, believes that being yourself at a punk show is empowering.
Women should have the right to do what they want with their bodies, and that includes being in a show and dancing. We should be allowed to be inside of our bodies when we're dancing, actually enjoying ourselves, not having to worry about the guy next to us staring at us. And we really try to create that environment at our shows, where it's about being goofy and having a good time and being yourself and being present, feeling that kind of freedom in your body. Hopefully when you're at a Julie Ruin show, dancing can translate to wanting to have that kind of freedom in every space that you're at.
You can find out more about Kathleen Hanna, Riot Girl, and punk in a documentary screening of The Punk Singer as part of Visions and Voices on November 2nd at 6 p.m. in USC's Ray Stark Family Theater. And you can attend a live performance featuring The Julie Ruin and The Sex Stains, also hosted by Visions and Voices, on November 3rd at 8 p.m. in USC's Bovard Auditorium.